This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Buying used farm machinery is not like buying a car that has a vehicle identification number in a national database. There is the prospect of buying machinery that's been submerged in floodwaters. We're talking Nebraska and western Iowa right now. I spoke with the co-founder of BigIron.com, an internet-based farm machinery sales company. He has some suggestions so you know the history of the tractor, planter, combine, or other machine you purchase.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Mark Stock and his brother founded BigIron.com. They have machinery sales each Wednesday online.
Started in the auction business in 1984 and transitioned in 2009 to an online-only platform called BigIron.com, and we sell ag equipment, some construction-related items, and semi-trucks and grain trailers and transportation service vehicles. We go out and look at all the equipment. We take a lot of pictures, shoot video footage and such of the machines that are being sold. But at the end of the day, it's about asking the seller the important questions. Not everybody is a suitable client or seller for our business because we really believe in honesty. I'm a farmer myself. I don't want to be sold a bill of goods that is not exactly what it was led me to believe. So, we try to look at the machinery over and have those sellers tell us everything about it. The main thing is when you have a piece of equipment that's been damaged in any way, whether it be a flood, whether it was through a tornado, if you disclose that up front, the buyers appreciate that information. One of the slogans we have around here is people can't handle the truth. We just need to make sure that we ask the right questions. As far as the recourse goes, we tell our sellers it's a lot better to disclose everything now and maybe have an adjustment in your price going into it versus not telling somebody something about it, selling something that may bring more money, but it's going to cost you a lot more money over time, legal fees, because you didn't disclose what was actually going on. So at the end of the day, people just need to tell the truth. Today we got a lot of electronics. A planter that maybe had 3 feet of water in it, but if your electric clutches get wet and you get corrosion, some of those things are going to happen. And you need to know as a buyer that the seller may be telling you it's under a flood and it was working fine when he parked it, and it may work the first year, but two or three years later when that water corrodes some of those electronics, you're still going to have to stick some money into it. That's just part of what happens. That's why a lot of these people that have good insurance, they just salvage them. We just sell them as salvage equipment. We have auctions every Wednesday, and all of the machinery sells unreserved, and we always publish who the owner is and their phone number. We have a bid history right on a website, and we collect the money, so we validate all transactions for legitimacy. We believe in being transparent and honest, and that's why our company continues to grow today.
That's Mark Stock from BigIron.com. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.